Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Today, Matthew 5, verses 31, 32. It's been said, Jesus taught, anyone who divorces his wife must give her a certificate of divorce. But I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife except for sexual immorality makes her a victim of adultery, and anyone who marries a divorced woman commits adultery. In the Old Testament times and into the New Testament, many men had a degrading view of women. Because of this sin and the hardness of their hearts, some were making a mockery of marriage. A man could divorce his wife for almost any reason. The certificate of divorce mentioned in today's passage is described in Deuteronomy 24, 1 through 4. Its purpose was to regulate an unfortunate practice. When Jesus came, he pulled marriage back up to the honored covenant it was always meant to be. Divorce was never God's intention. From the beginning, he desired the marriage covenant to be honored and the commitment to be till death do us part. The one reason for divorce is when the covenant has been broken by adultery. And even then, God is honored when there's repentance and forgiveness and reconciliation. I get it, and I understand that divorce is difficult, and I understand relationships are complex, and I understand that going through this process of a marriage breakup is a very painful issue. I know some of you hearing this are divorced. I know that many of you did everything you could to keep your marriage together. Even in the challenges of relationships, God's Word sets the standard that should never be compromised. Husbands and wives must work hard to honor God within the covenant of marriage. So, Father, marriage is challenging. We admit that. Some things happen beyond a person's control. I pray for the person going through a divorce. Give them your strength. Let them know that you are walking with them. And for husbands and wives going through difficult times, give them the desire to honor their marriage covenant. Help them to do the work in order to stay together and demonstrate your power in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.